Hoşça sağlayayım Ayıs.
In the Behe Tiv and Archaim, at the end of the Simon, the Reis Tzadik Tes brings down a minig that when a person goes traveling, the derech, so that much Shabbos, he should say Pash Vayishlach. That much Shabbos, he should say Vayishlach before he goes traveling. Whenever you let him go to Chutz Laaretz for Pesach after Shchodesh, you say that much Shabbos Vayishlach. The reason the Olam says is because we learn from Yaakov, who is Shach Sakono, who is on the derech, and Esav Rosh is coming to greet him with his 400 men. Therefore, you should see from Yaakov how he was knowing, and you should be knowing the same thing. Basically, that's how also Ramban starts off this week's parasha, that we should learn from Yaakov Avinu, Maitza Ovis Simon Abonim. And Ramban says specifically over here that whatever happened to Yaakov with Esav, Hu Adin Yare Tomid in Bnei Esav, will also happen specifically with the children of Esav, that anything that happened between Yaakov and Esav will happen between his children and us. Therefore, it's fit for us to learn specifically what did Yaakov do, how is he knowing. The Ramban brings down three things, how he was knowing. Rashi also in Pasuk Tes brings down three things. That he did what? He gave, sent matanos to Esav. He also davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu and prepared for Melchama. So the first thing he did was he sent matanos. He sent 580 animals to Esav. As a matanah, as a gift, how can you give a matanos chinam to a goy l'chud? There's issa to give a matanos chinam or a voice of chonim when the Pasuk Oy Lachal and Achri can give a matanos chinam to a goy. So either Pashas, either Bekoch Nefesh, you can say it very simply, Bekoch Nefesh you're allowed to. But Chutz Mizeh, the halacha is, a person who you makir, a person who you recognize is going to do you a favor, basically Esav won't kill him, or you rent for services done in the past, there is no iser of Matnas Chinam, the place says in Chalpeis and Psochem, that it's not a din of Matnas Chinam, it's like the Mekach HaMemka. I give you Matanas, and you don't kill me. It's a good fear business deal. Here with the Mekach HaMemka. In this expression on Metallic Oyus, he brings down from a Mechonon, a Maiso. A Mechonon, when he was once in a certain city, and he received Mei Shtiyah, a drink. The Ming then was to pay for the drink, how much you thought was fit, and usually tip the person. So Mechonon asked his cousin, can I give a certain coin called La'at, a very small coin. So his cousin asked him, well, you're such a kamtzonis, you're so stingy, you want to give more? So Mechonon, he learned from this expression that Yaakov, he sent the Esav, the matanos, what he sent? He sent what about 580 animals, and it says made a revach between eder l'eder. He made space between each group of cattle. Why is it Rashi? To maspia eno shel Esav Rosha. To satisfy his eyes, to make look like he's getting a lot. Even though he's not getting a lot, we'll see animals keep coming, different groups. It looks like he's getting a lot. So to Bechanan, why? What's pshat? Why just give him a lot? Why do you have to make it look like he's getting a lot? Give him a lot. Since Esav has been of a goy, the Issa Lotoya Lois Echonim. Therefore, if you're giving something to a goy and you're giving too much, the Issa Lois Echonim. And if you have to be very machli what you give, you can't give too much. Therefore, says the Bukhon, who did the tip? If you're going to tip a person for the drink he gives you, if you can get away with a certain amount, if you give more, there's the Issa Lois Echonim, Issa Matnas Chinom. And if you, let's say, you know, a restaurant, and the price is 59 shekels, you tip the waiter 10%, it's 5.90. So people round it off to 6 shekels. Why? You should be a little bit cheap. You only have to give 10%, 5.90. Give him more than that. It's a voice of honey. Voice brings down the Tal Oris from the Brisker Rav. The Rav was in Schweiz and he took a taxi. He would take taxis wherever he would go, and whenever he would pay, he would wait for the change. At Pruta Choyim, the Mamish, the last Pruta, why? Because Loisachonim, he would say, this is Loisachonim, and he wouldn't even mavach the last Pruta when he gave it to a taxi, when he's a goy. Now, the Yitin put out the goy, as Loisachonim. So, who are the Lungyaf from Yaakov, you know, the Isser, even though they had to Matnas Chinam, but giving more than what you have to do, is the Isser of Loisachonim. And Svari can argue and say, the reason why you're giving this tip that's extra is because you don't want to be embarrassed, or you don't want to be a kamtzon, stingy, so you're doing mitzvah atzmo, it's not manas chinam. Or you can say also argue that since it's a din of mekar memkar, we never see lalacha, that you have to be makbid to buy from one guy who's cheaper than from other guy who's more expensive. You can argue on the svar and then balamaisa, that's what Bechonim and Biskro say, there's isa manas chinam over here. Fine, that's the first thing we see from Yaakov, that the inn of Melchama, that we see over here, that matana, you should give to a person, base tarif, calm him down, and l'chur, you should not give too much, more than what you have to give. That means you make peace for land, or land for peace. Whatever the Israelis can get away with, they should give, not more than that. Same thing. Second thing we learn from Yaakov and Esav is that Yaakov, he prepared for Melchama. The Mekafa Mulchama, Rashi says, how do you know Pirith Mulchama? Where does it say in the Pasuk? Rashi brings a Pasuk, Bahaya Machna Nishal of Leito. The Machna that was left over will survive. So Mepharshim, Maral, Mizrachi, yes, what do we see from that Pasuk? What do we see? Any Indian of Mulchama from that Pasuk? We see, whoever gets left over will survive. What do we see Mulchama? For you can even ask more. The Pasuk starts off, for Yoimir Im Yava Esav Alamachna, if Esav comes to the Machna, Achas, one of them, we go and hits them, then Vahya Machna Nishal of Leito. If he hits one of them, then the initial afflator will survive. Rashi left out the main point, because the whole Indian Muhammad is fighting. Why did Rashi point, bring the end of the pasuk of survival and not the point of fighting the Muhammad itself? The Chob Shad is, the Kleistel doesn't fight. We don't do Muhammad. We don't pay for Muhammad. We don't try to fight. What we do, we try to survive. We try to exist. We try to live b'shalva. And therefore, what derived from this? Oh yeah, Machna Nishal Afleito. Looking at Ramban at the beginning of the parasha, he says, we learned from Yaakov three things. The three things is what? Matana, Tfilah, and he says, Hatzalah b'derech ha-Mulchama. You have to save b'derech ha-Mulchama. The concept of Mulchama is that we don't fight. We don't try to be victorious and conquer another nation. We try to live b'shalva, b'sheket. That sometimes we need a means to an end. That's through Mulchama. That's what Rashi says, Vayah Machna Nishal Afleito, the survival. Klaisa, we don't do Mulchama. We have Hatzalah b'derech ha-Mulchama. Also coming up is Chanukah. So why is Chanukah called Chanukah? So the Mepharshim saying Mishneh Berurah brings down because Chanukah, because they on Chesed and Vav, they rest on Chofei and Chofei Kislev. So the Sifsei Chaim Freelander asked, why do you call Chanukah? The Chor and Chofei they won, they destroyed the Yevanim. You should call it from the word Netzeach, Netzachkah, call it Netzachkah, that we were victorious on Chofei. So the Sifsei Chaim, the same thing. We don't win. We don't have to conquer. We're not out to get land. We're not out to be victorious. We're not out for glory. We're out for Chanukah to survive, to do our mitzvahs, to live b'shalva b'sheket. That's why Rashi said, "Vayah Machna Nishal Afleito," that we want to be, that we want to tzol b'derech ha-Mulchama, Loshen Ramban. That's the second thing we learned from Yaakov. The third thing is Tefillah. The third thing he did, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Indian of Tefillah, the Koyach HaTefillah, it's a big Indian. It's brought down the Tanchuma and Miketz. She'en lecha gdolim tefillah, is nothing bigger and greater than tefillah. The Gemara Bracha says that gdolim tefillah yosem meisim toivim or kabbonis. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosh Baruch Hu, they want to answer. He kept dialing to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu with meisim toivim, and still he's only answered out because of his tefillah. The Tanchuma and Vayeru says, Zerim betfilah she'ei mida acheres yafa emenu, there's no mida better than tefillah. And the Tikkun HaZoyah says, even more than that, that shkula tefillah connected kol mitzvahs. Tefillah is equal to all mitzvahs. Mamash tefillah is a powerful tool that Klai Yisrael has that we should use constructively. The Mekor tefillah, as the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Dafei says, we say in Kriya Shema, Ula Avdei B'chol Levadchem. We have to be Eved Hashem with our whole entire heart. What's B'chol Levadchem? So the Gemara, Zu Tefillah, that's Tefillah. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, I say, hey, in the beginning of Hilchus Tefillah says, Zechiv Minatayu to Davin Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Chiv Minatayu. The Ramban over there argues, the Ramban says, no, we see in Gemara Brachas called Tefillah D'Rabbanon, and the Pasuk Ula Avdei B'chol Levadchem, he says two choices. Either it's a Smach to Ba'alma, or he says, it's talking about the Eis Tzara. When Klai Yisrael is B'Tzara, then you have a Chiv to Daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Then it comes to the Reisa.
Explains Rav Moshe, and Tshuva and Archaim, Chalik Beis, and Chofei. The Napshat the Ramban's Mesupik, if it's based Tzara, is the Reisa, and or maybe the Smach to Malmo. Avada, is a Chiv, and the Atoyer to Daven Kodesh Baruch Hu, even according to the Ramban. Why? Because we believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avada, you have to believe in Hashem. And if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Ratakul, Balichos, Balkoichos Kulam, he can do everything, he's omnipresent. And when someone is Bitzar, someone who needs something, what do? You cry out to the person who can help you. That's the Tevin the Bria. The Mishnah Rabbanan says, the Tevin the Bria is just like a child cries out to his parent who needs something. Tevin is when you need something, you cry out to the person who can do something for you, who can help you. Or someone does something for you, give a curse to Taif. So Avada, Zogdol Moshe, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nichol in the Amunah is a Chiyav Tefillah. Because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, if something happens bad, who else can you cry out to? To nobody? Of course, you can cry out to somebody who can help you. So Vaz Zechir Tefillah. Only the Ramban is Mesupik, is there also a Seydir Reis of L'Avdei B'chol Vavchem, or another Pasuk is Smachta, but a Vaz Zechir Me'atoyah of Tefillah, that's Nichol Ikrei Emunah. Based upon this, says Rav Moshe, no, you didn't have a Chir Tefillah Me'atoyah, but Goyim also. Goyim, B'Shas Tzar, since they have a Chir of Ikrei Emunah, They bechiv to believe all things Kodesh Baruch Hu, because else how can they have the Zayin Mitzvahs? They bechiv to believe that it's Hashem, there's an omnipresent. So they also bechiv to claim their bechiv to David. When the Twin Towers fall, they bechiv to cry out to the Malach Lacham Lacham and say, please help us. Help us from the terrorism. They bechiv. So we'll call them the bechiv to raise. And shall if there's a mitzvah or not, we're not Torah for it. But if I'm the Nikol and the Ikrei Muna. So what Yaakov did when he davened to a Kodesh Baruch Hu was be'ez tzal, kuli alma, sayinu amma, sayinu amban, was a chiv in a toy, to daven Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's nichol and ikrei muna. What is the chiv that we have to do about davening? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim, in Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, first Allah says, yisgaber kari, first has to wake up kari, lo'or ha-shachar, to greet the shachar, you have to wake up to greet the, for the seeking, you have to greet the sun. So after that, more, I'll go upon him, but at least, if you can't do that, you can wake up for the seeking, lo ya achas ma tefillah b'tzibur. At least, the latest you should wake up in the morning is tefillah b'tzibur. You have to have tefillah b'tzibur. As it says in Simon Tzadik, in Archaim, Siftes, yishtadol odom l'spalu v'beis ha-knesses im b'tzibur. A person has to try to daven b'beis ha-knesses b'tzibur. So lashon the mechab is yishtadol, he has to try. What does that mean? It means you have to, you don't have to. Do you have to daven b'tzibur or not? See, in the minig olam is sometimes to be meikel, but l'mais halacha, is there a chiv to daven b'tzibur or not a chiv to daven b'tzibur? So Moshe has a tshuva about it, he's speaking about yeshiva bachim also, talking about the receptivity to the bachim learning in Lakewood. His tshuva is Arachayim, Mechelik Beis, Simchom Zayin. It says, even though it says l'chashon yishtadol l'shulchan aruch, avad v'chiv mamish. The Gemara Psachim and Vav says that if you go on the derech, you have a chiv to walk on the derech, let's say on your way to the shul, 4 mil away, which is about 90 minutes away, you have to go to the shul. If it's on your way. If it's behind you, you have to go a mil away. A mil, Mishavur learns, is 22 and a half minutes. A mil is, so therefore you have to, if a shul, even if you're in your house, and the shul is 22 and a half minutes away, then you have a chiv to go down in the shul. So if you're Moshe, why do you see a chiv? So what's the lashon of the shtadl shulchan aruch? So he says, with a heter, that a person whose tircha is a tircha of a mil, let's say a person is very busy doing something, and his tircha is a tircha of a mil, then erech nami, he doesn't have to go down with the minion. But let's say his tircha is not a tircha of 22 and a half minutes, it's not a tircha, then erech nami, he has a chiv to go down with tzibur. A person of the Moshe, again, he has a chiv to daven tefil with tzibur, unless the tircha is a mil. And lashon shtadl is coming to tell you, don't try to be makel and say, you know, I'm eating now, and the tircha for me is 22 minutes, to stop my meal and go daven. Avad, a person has to be machmer and ishtal and try to make sure daven with the minion. Look, the Moshe's lashon is, ela machmer ad shibor lo yishu tircha shav a mil. You have to be machmer, the lashon shtadl means, you have to be machmer until you know for sure the tircha is tircha of a mil. Otherwise, you have no heter. That's what ishtadl means. When I was a chosin, I used to rov, if I have to daven to feel a bit deeper. When I was, I'm going to be a sheriff of office, I have a daven tefillah b'tzibur. So Rav told me, so you tell me you had to, and it's very dangerous, and you can't use it all over. But he said, l'chur after yichasna, next morning, you bombed, knocked out, and the tircha is a tircha of a mil, and you have no energy to go up and get out of bed and go down with the minion. You can't, you have no choice. You have shay, it's not your fault, you're not a sheriff. What are you going to do? Not show up to yichasna. You have to show up to yichasna, you have to dance, you have to smile, you have to be nice, you know. And you come home late, and the next morning you're knocked out, and the morning afterwards, the Rav told me, you shouldn't use this all the time, but when you're chasim, the chur you have a heter, ishtadl, and more than a mil is a tirchi, you don't have to go daven with the minion. Hopefully the shall be negated, everyone bekarev, and we'll chasim down with the minion. And another heter is brought down, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in our chayim, in Simen Kuf, Laman Aleph, that a chasim, when he davens in the minion, the whole minion doesn't say tachnun. The minion doesn't say tachnun, therefore the olam wants, usually the chasim come Monday and Thursday, but they don't say tachnun. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there, it's called Chafav. Therefore, a chosin should not go to minyan. A chosin should not go to minyan if it stops the olam from saying tachnun. He brings it down. It's a taz. It's a perhetiv, a yavitz. Olam that a chosin, since tachnun is the chshivas of tachnun, and even though we're not makkah the chshivas, but a person should be makkah how important tachnun is, and what's, therefore.
What's the Gemara?
I don't know. So the Olam shies against it. What's the heter?
Why are people so shy? Of course, it's
people. People don't like davening in general, it seems.
So no.
Things you knock away with. That's
no,
the whole thing.
Specifically
Tachnun. Yeah. The Botan and Shulchan Aruch, the gals of Tachnun, the Rumu Shal Olam, is very important, Tachnun. Specifically, our Tachnun says how important it is. And therefore, the Shabbat says, on this specifically, therefore, a chosin should not go. Even though the other Pesachim argue, the Chazon Ish told Chaim Kanievsky, brought on Aruch HaTzebeinu, don't be choishes with this Mishnah Berurah, don't listen to it. And Shlomo Zalman also, Kav HaChaim, don't agree to it. But this Mishnah Berurah, Tanz, Be'eretiv, Yaivitz, all say, L'chosin Shnat Go Davin with the minion to stop Taflin. Lachmina is, let's say, when there is no Taflin, on Shabbos, or Mincha Erev Shabbos, or Chanukah, or Yom Tov, even they don't have this Heter. But look, that's the second reason why L'chosin Shnat Davin with the minion. The third reason is brought down really the pre-shul 400 years ago. He writes in Erev Ezer, Simon Samach Dalad, that he brings down in his times, already was the minig that Olam were not daven b'tzibur. That the chosin, all 7 days were not daven b'tzibur. Says the Prisha, why? Because it brought down over there, the Ramah, that a chosin has a chiyav of shmira. A chosin has, it's also lotes yechidi b'shok, he can go outside by himself b'shok, and he has a chiyav shmira, and therefore it's hard to find someone to malav him to shul, and therefore it's like the Prisha, the minig right then was not to go daven, because he couldn't find someone to malav him. This preach is brought down by the Beis Shmuel, the Be'er Heitiv, all passed in the same way. What?
Can you...
Machlokes need a Shem of your wife. Aruch Shulchan said you need, also you have to find a Shem of your wife. Go to Isaac Chosin, try to find one, it wasn't easy. When Isaac Chosin, I went down to Chaim Berlin, Mincha one time, I walked on walking the other way back, I couldn't find a Shemer, I ended up walking back myself. But Echam, you have to try to find a Shemer. So we have, get to three attempts. First of all, the heter yishtadl, you have to, if there's a tircha, to more than nil, you don't have to. Tachim, you don't have to. Or also, tachim, zok mishpura, you shouldn't. Paskim argue. And also, the minin of shmir, you can't find a shomer, that's why the minin was ready then not to go down to the tzibur. This, also, another reason brought down in Licha Shloimim, Shlomo Zalman says, he said because a chosin is doim l'melech, and melech is not nice. The Beis Chaim Zonnefeld also says that it's not the covet of a chosin to be seen outside. Or a fifth reason the pricing speak about, because the chosin etzim is part of the whole tefillah, even though we don't pass it in the way in Siman Ayin or Chaim. But those are the tain for a chosin not to daven. So lalocha, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that minig is the chosin to daven the tzibur all 7 days. I know around me it seems shaket, the minig is not the chosin not daven all 7 days the tzibur, and the people who do even the spoil, oh, your chosin, you came. And all the people we know that's a minig also, I saw the Beis Yisrael, the Chel Ches, the Rav Sirotskin writes, the minig of Makastov before the war, that no chosin ever went to minyan all 7 days. And the Aratayim, Allah ask a local Orthodox rabbi. My, so that's Al Minim. What? They do come. In America, you know, the Olam doesn't, and they tell the chosin, please come Monday and Thursday, and they say it's not in Russian. But the Olam seems not to come. And again, it's what we say, Machan. There's a comment from Mishnah Berurah and others. That's Linen al Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Chosin. What about, he doesn't have to come al Tzibur, what about Kriyas HaTorah? Does the person have to come to Kriyas HaTorah? Is it Chiv, Kriyas HaTorah? Even let's say Davin Yechidus, because you want to, let's say, in the Dira you want to make your Chavus, I don't know why that is a Heter, or you have a Chiv Tefillah B'Tzibur. But whatever reason, you missed Tefillah B'Tzibur, do you have a Chiv Kriyas HaTorah? So who is telling Machlokes, Rishonim, Achronim, and Pariskim, what is Kriyas HaTorah? Is it Chiyuv on the Yochid or Chiyuv on the Tzibur? Meaning, is it Chiyuv when you have 10 people together, they have a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, they have to hear it? But you don't have a Chiyuv to go listen, is it Chiyuv on the Tzibur? Or is it Chiyuv on the Yochid? Every person has a Chiyuv not to miss one word, and he has to listen to the parasha of on Monday, and Thursday, and on Shabbos. So it's Machlokes. Who are the Mishnah Berurah in 4 places, Paskin Zechim on the Yochid. The Mishnah Berurah one time in the Sefer called Mincha Yisrael, in Perakei, his Lashon is, that Bavadai, a person has a Chiv alav, Lisbalo, Betzibur, why? They're the Shmer Kriyas HaTorah. A person has a Chiv down, Betzibur, besides the concept of Tefillah Betzibur. Why? They're the Shmer Kriyas HaTorah. Another place in Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Sivkon Yud Zayin, he says, the Balakoyi has to wait till everyone finishes saying Amen. Why? Because everyone has a chiyuv to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. A third place is the Bialocha and Kuf Mem Vav, Diva Maskel V'yesh. He said the person can't learn Torah quietly when it's Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because I call Ish V'ish Mutul Achiyuv to Konos Ezra. A chiyuv in every person, a chiyuv to Konos Ezra. And the fourth place in Sefer Chavetz Chaim and Asay Zayin, he said when you speak Lashon Hara, he said that even in the Shul, Zavoy Nepelo, he says a plealy, what? Because Chotuch Teva Achas Me'atari, you're missing a word of Kriyas HaTorah from the Torah. Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah holds the Chiyuv of the Yochid. Even though I saw others say the Mishnah Berurah holds not that way, I don't understand. So the Tzviyaz said, Shuvah from Hoggis, Arfus Rebbein, also the Mishnah Berurah holds the Chiyuv on the Tzibur. Again, these four guys, I think, are clear that he holds the Chiyuv on the Yochid. Even more so, Moshe and Shuvah, Moshe has two Shuvahs about it. Narachayim, Chelik Dalad, Simon Chav Gimel. And in Simem Oisai says there's a chiyuv of a person, a chiyuv on Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday, there's a chiyuv of a person has to listen to three psukim from three different kruim, three different people. Meaning, let's say the kohen gets eight psukim. So you have to listen to Chol HaPachos, three of them. If you don't listen to three of them, and Moshe says you are not yet to Kriyas HaTorah, and you have to go try to find another minion who did Kriyas HaTorah. You try to hear it again. Even though you went to minion and you missed the words, you have to hear at least three psukim from the kohen, three psukim from the Levi, and three psukim from Yisrael. If not, he says that tzibur doesn't have to wait over again, because you don't be matriach that tzibur. But if you get 10 people have to hear it over, or go try to find another minion. L'chui sounds like the chiv of the yachid. Roy de Moshe says, on Shabbos you have a chiv of Zayin Koyot, 7 people you have to read 3 psukim. But Oidi says the chiv to listen to the whole entire Torah. With Lashon is, Mishum she'ik chiv, I call Echad l'shmoy kol ha-Torah b'meshach ha-shana. Person has a chiv to listen to the whole entire Torah through the whole year. And he ends off in this tshuva, Af she'ahim devarim shutim u'bruim, even though it's pasha, the person has to listen to the whole Torah, lo yudim lahabi inshi. A lot of people don't know this, and the Bavi have a chiyuv to listen to the whole Torah. You now miss even one word. That means you have a great Torah on Shabbos, and you miss, and Moshe says you have to go try another minion, try to hear from another minion those words that you missed. So pasha, the Mishnah Berurah and the Moshe both hold the chiyuv on the yachid, and Moshe goes so far saying if you listen and you miss, you have a chiyuv to go hear from another place. Even though a lot of places can argue on this, pasha is the Mochemis, the Amban of Iran says chiyuv on the tzibur. The Yavi Oimer says vehemently, he's stark, and Chelik Dalib says chiyuv on the tzibur. The Maaseh Rav also, he says, how can you have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? L'chur Hashem Yavirenu Dal Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So what's the difference from Lulav and Esrog? She says, why? Because the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is on the tzibur. And the tzibur is 10 people, they remind each other. But Leinu Chalami, if it's chiyuv on the yachid, you won't be able to take a Sefer Torah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Zonnefeld Paskins, Shlomo Zalman, Tzitz Liezer, they all say if you miss one word, they say you don't have to go hear it over. You mekayim your chiyuv by going to hearing one minion. If you miss one word, you miss a pasuk, even most of psukim, Shlomo Zalman, Tzitz Liezer, Shuvus Van Alka says you don't hold not like a Moshe, like a Moshe, and says you don't have to go hear the words over. L'chud Machlokes is the chiyuv on the yachid, the chiyuv on the tzibur. Another nachmino, l'chud is, Marshall, this year Shavuos comes down on Friday. So for an Eretz Yisrael it's Friday, and they're going to be Kriyas HaTorah, and Shabbos will be Nasai. In America, Shavuos can be Friday, Shabbos. And they won't catch up like a month and a half later to Chukas Balak. The parshas go together. So let's say someone who leaves after Shavuos, but before, I think, July 16th, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, you end up missing a parsha. You end up missing a parsha. I have some notice that Pesach, all the other time, you miss a parsha. Is there a chiyuv to listen to that parsha over? You have to listen to the parasha over. So Moshe's lashon is a chiyuv on a person to hear the whole parasha the whole year. Who you have a chiyuv to listen to it over? La locha is still in Yondav Sheni Kol Chosay. So Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to say it over. Rabbi Yashiv says Bekatin you don't have to hear it over. Rabbi Shach says you don't have to hear it over. Not only that, he brings down Rabbi Pluth says that Moshe says you don't have to hear it over. Who not like he says in Shuva. But who the shayla is a chiyuv on the yachid, chiyuv on the tzibur. If it's on the tzibur, you don't have to hear it. Chiyuv on the yachid, you do have to hear it. When I was in Chaim Berlin, when I left about 9 years ago, so it was in the summer, and I was going to miss the parasha. So in Camp Morris, we had 10 guys. We had a minion to go take out a Sefer Torah from the camp and lane it. So we had to ask the Baron. So we went to a Baron, and we asked him, can we take out a Sefer Torah and lane it? So like the Baron, no, it's a Chiv on a Tzibah, now the Yochid, and they didn't let us take a Sefer Torah. Let's say Paskin, Chiv on a Tzibah, now the Yochid. We got to ask him the week before, Mashkiach went to Israel, and he took out a Sefer Torah. So I don't know if he knew about it or not, but he said, yeah, because Mashkiach is the din of a tzibur, and Eichanami takes out the Sefer Torah. I don't know if he's being doichos or not, that's what he said. I know, Bionison also, when he goes to Yom Tovim and he misses, does have a second aliyah, does have a second minion. I don't know if the Indian is out because he's a tzibur, or because he holds a chiv yachid, or maybe he's standing machmer, some people are machmer, even though they don't have to. Because the shah is a chiv yachid of the tzibur. Nigeya. Is a person during Sheva Brachas truly potter from a chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur, that different reasons. What about Kriyas HaTorah? So when the chassan is the Rav, he told me about the b'samach and the shittas, which look very paiskim, you know, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah and the Moshe. The chiyuv tzibur of Kriyas HaTorah is chiyuv on the tzibur, and also you don't have to go when you're a chassan to go listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe it should be machmer, but Ikka then he told me I don't have to. What? A Rav. Well, his name is Rav Gissinger. That's what he told me. Lakewood. That's what he told me. On Yontif? The Gemara always says Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. That's how I remember on Shabbos, in the Bab Kamo. But even, again, it's because it's even Yachal Tzibur. There's no shayla mikvah katagim even on Yom Tov. We hold halacha. I don't think it's a. Anyway, the chod pashul chiyon tzibur. That's the Indian. Not Indian in the tefillah. Usually in the dira. Let's say someone is sleeping. Do you have to wake him up for kriyas shema bezmanoi, a tefillah bezmanoi, or can you let him sleep? Let him sleep or not? What? Ah, so shalom b'sneiv or not? So what is the head to warn not to wake him up? So the halacha is mishmur brings down in simin nun hey sifkar lamadalad that if someone is sleeping has a din of a shaita. It's a shaita. A shaita is part of mitzvahs. And halacha Shlomo Zalman and others say, let's say Mamashal, it took his time. And the yeshiva, and all the beds are taken, and you want to go to sleep, you have to sleep in the sukkah, he says, la lacha, he passes his bakum, take a guy out who's sleeping, put him inside, and you can go to sleep. Easy. Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down the halicha shleima, meluah, and simon yin beis. And meaning, kach shemati, I've seen it, the guys take out guys who sleep well, not the guys who don't, the guys who really snore, they pick him up because they don't get woken up, and take him out. Why? Yashin, you just shite the pot for mitzvahs. Machalik zapayiskim, it's not chlor, that's what Shlomo Zalman held. So Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, based upon this, he says about Kriyas Shema Tefillah, he says La Locha L'Chuyz Yosh, he's sleeping, and he says in Meluah M'Simi Yubayz, you don't have to wake him up. He said Avad Yishuv Mezakim, and of course, if he wants to L'Chuyz, you should wake him up. Even a father, we said 2 weeks ago, in Aruch Hashulchan Amos says you have to wake up for Tefillah B'Tzibur or Tefillah B'Zmanay. But let's say the guy's either not going to listen to you, or he's so tired he can fall back to sleep. L'Chuyz better not to wake him up. L'Chuyz won't be listening with neighbors. He's a shaita, but for mitzvahs. It really depends on the tzir. If he went to sleep late at night, he's a pesheya, and he knows he's not to wake up on time. And before he has to Satan bring over the very not putting himself in the mouth of a pesheya. But let's say go to sleep on time. Or go to sleep late and tells you to wake him up. So now you have Asim, don't wake him up, because he's making his pesheya. He didn't do any pesheya. And he can let him sleep if he doesn't want to wake him up, and he can let him sleep till later. What?
You're a pesheya,
no. He did it because he has to do what he has to do. And he better doesn't mind. So well, he didn't do anything wrong.
Woke up
for some beers.
Went to sleep and the
an hour
later. He knew by going to sleep,
he's
not going to wake up
this month
too.
So he's not going to do that. Now, of course, it's a pshir. Now, the lach is not going to sleep by a when I have out before a lois, I go to sleep because I'll feel fatigued.
The
Mishra
said the first few times he called him up.
Yeah?
It was a little bit after the Krishna, what he allowed to say. It's not this man.
Right.
He said the first couple of times he stole his little
the Mishra said that we said to Chatzos Alzainus. That is Shulz Yaakov. First, afterwards you're Pshaya, so you can't be saying Mechana Shulz Yaakov anymore. The Mishra sounds like any time that you tell the Matzik, we say Mechana Shulz Yaakov. That's it. I'm lying. Then again, the Chiva Tefillah we say to Chatzos, Vidushita, and Brachas we hope Mekadin is Tali in the Kriyashma. It's Tali in Shema.
I'm saying it's Tali in the hour
that you have. Yeah, we have another hour. And then according to Behuda, Meshuvah said, "Shas Ma'ines, we said Meshuvah Yaakov Shita, we went down to Chatzos." It's about Tefil, but the not Krishma, talking about the Shmoneh Esrei. And we hold the Brichas Krishma. The mere matter to get Brichas Krishma by is my Krishma. But Allah we pass the Brichas Krishma as in Tefil. So we hold Allah still Chatzos. Be Allah. Even though the Yeshiva is matter, only the mere is. And the makan on the first man with brachas is the chiddush. Moshe is even the makan on the first man, and not makan on brachas. The makan on both. Well, nice that this Indian, the Ar HaTayim for Tefillah B'Tzibur, either a guy sleeping maybe, Yishlam, he can wake him up or not, again, it's machlokes nepoiskim, or chos and other things. Well, nice that the Indian of Tefillah B'Tzibur, besides you have in Lav Milas, or Mein Yesh Merabah, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Gemuma Shel Olam, all these Indianim, but even more so, in the Gemara Brachas, Ma'acher says, Panis filisi lecho Hashem eisrotzim once eisrotzim some of Davin's tefillah b'tzibur says over there in a kodesh baruch hu mois b'tfilosam shorabim and it's brought down in Dvar Rabba on Perek Beis tefillah b'tzibur ein chazeres reikim la'olam a kodesh baruch hu always answers your tefillahs. The Rambam in Perek Ches in the beginning says tefillah b'tzibur nishmas tom the kodesh baruch hu always hears tefillah b'tzibur afilah hoyu behem chatoim even if you're people who did the various ein a kodesh baruch hu mois b'tfilos shorabim lefichach. Besides the chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur, but the inner tefillah b'tzibur is that a person, a kodesh baruch hu, always hears your tefillahs and won't turn away. Reikum is never moist. So based upon this, the moish and tshuva and chelagimul arachayim tzim and zayin void the chavetz chaim nidchei sol parakei. They ask mashayla. Let's say a person he has more kavana b'yechidus. So daven b'yechidus, daven b'tzibur. B'tzibur he has less kavana, and b'yechidus he has more kavana, or more negayah people than late at night. They wanna, it's more of an inyan to learn late at night, and they end up missing tefillah b'tzibur. So Moshe says, a person with daven b'yechidus, which one of us, I feel Adam Godel, the tzaddik is not bored, the tefillah could be miskabel. Somebody is a tzaddik and he has kavanas. Who said his tefillah could be miskabel? Dr. Moshe, the Mela, Yeshchiv, Lespal, the Tzibur. Because the tefillah of the Tzibur is always makabel, Dr. Moshe, and the Chavetz Chaim. Based upon this, which one of us have luxury that we cannot daven tefillah of the Tzibur? Why do we have to? A close game is banenu by us, that we have machshavas on this, and we're tired, and we're thinking about different things. Avada, we have a chiva responsibility to daven tefillah b'tzibur, so our kavana can be mitzkabel in a certain level. Even more so, it should give us an incentive to daven tefillah b'tzibur. That, you know, if you daven by yourself, be yechidus, you can have all the kavana and not be mekabel. You come to yeshiva, and you're tired, and you're not going to have so much kavana, and still your tefillah is a mekabel. It's an incentive to give a person to go down to feel a bit cheaper, even to wake up the extra half hour earlier, but it's to feel the makubal. So how can you not down to feel a bit cheaper? Maisa, so come, we see the Ramban says, that we again, we learn from the parasha how Yaakov was like to Esav, three things. One thing is matana, and that he gave to calm down Esav with matana. And we see from Mechonon that they made a rabbi, but you shouldn't give too much more than you have to. The second thing is that we see the Indian Mechama, and the Indian Mechama we see from Rashi, the Ramban is Atzolo B'derech Mechama, that's why Chanukah is called Chanukah and Nischoka. And the third thing is Trilo, that a person has a Chiyah down to the Tzibur, unless the Tirchah is a Tirchah of a mil, you know for sure the Tirchah is a mil. If by a Chosin he has different Atayim, either the Tirchah is a mil, or not to say Tachnun, or to Menena Tzibur of the same Tachnun, or because of Shmira, or because of Daniel Melech, or because maybe it's part of Tefillin Gantin, and creates a Torah, a Chosin, Yesh Lion, Zachim, and the Tzibur, and the Yachid, Nachmin also in the midst of the whole Pashim, or maybe it's all the Chutzlaritz. Unfortunately, we're Shasta Kono, it's a Shasta Toro. A lot of different things happening in the world, Toro is happening, and we should learn from Yaakov what to do. Yaakov gave matanas, we try to give matanas, we try to give peaceful land there itself, we see it's not working, it's not happening. Even the leftists mask him that giving land doesn't help anymore. We try Muhammad, we might try to kill the top head guy in the Hamas. Friday night they killed him, and still what happened today, there was a terrorist attack today. What we left with tefillah, the koyach tefillah, it's a koyach that we have to be oiker the gzayat neinu against us anything bad. The Mechaim Kanievsky writes in Archos Yosher, Daf Kof, Zechiv gomer li esbaki b'shulchanach was tefillah. Person Zechiv gomer be bucky in Hilchus Tefillah, he bought the Shamash as a melech, and he did echi snareg, bevadi geshenu. Because if you don't know how to be knowing at Tefillah, you don't know the halachas, when you can step backwards, when you can dab b'yechidus, when you have a chiv daven, even in yeshiva, when even b'yechidus, all the different halachas, if you don't know what the vada is, achash bachu yigashenu. Therefore, ve'ein sofik, shlimud dinim elul chayavim, koidim kolimudim. It's poshut to me, he says, Rakhim Chaim, that the halachas of tefillah, a person has to know and learn before any other halachas. This portion of the chiyah tefillah is a chiyah on a person to know before any other halacha, and that's what you have to know. It's negay all the time. Then for us, maybe we use a koyach tefillah, learn the hilchas tefillah and the koyach tefillah, and let it be an ein sfirot from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and maybe mekabel tefillahs.
So really the Medrash says that Vayishlach HaMalach LeEsav. So the Malachim came to Esav. So either the Malachim Mamish, or there were messengers, human messengers. But either way, they went to Esav and they started hitting him. And Esav said, "Listen, don't stop. Stop hitting me, because I'm I'm Avraham Avinu's Einik." So they continued hitting him. And the Medrash says, continues saying, "I'm Yitzchak's son." They continue hitting him. Then I'm Yaakov's brother. They stopped hitting him. And that's the end of the Medrash. So the first thing you have to do when you know an Esav is you have to give him the message. You have to go and start beating him up. And after you beat him up and you get his attention, then you can start with presents and tefillah and so on and so on. But the first klal is that you have to go on what Yaakov said. Yaakov did beat the heck out of him. That's what I said.